Justice Alito said the deadline for 9 a.m. this morning, right on Safe Harbor Day. Feel like it's Boxer Day in Canada. No offense to my Canadian peeps. You know, a day that we don't really care about. But in Kelly versus Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania sent back this brief requested by Alito by 9. Basically, it says, don't overrule our cheating because then you'll open Pandora's box. Which, that is some intestinal fortitude right there. Think about that. That is some intestinal fortitude to say, yeah, we did cheat, but you can't overrule it because then you're going to open Pandora's box. Excuse me? I'm sorry, did you just threaten me? If I'm Justice Alito, just threaten me considering I gave you two separate orders from this very court in regards to your election procedures and you ignored them? You're going to threaten me? I'll see you. Come on, I'll see you in court. And people, and this is just my opinion. I don't think Alito's the one you worry about. And also, the brief that Pennsylvania filed, there's nothing in there that would give a reason why you wouldn't take the case. There's no legal standing. There's no legal argument. It's, yeah, we cheated, but you can't overturn it. Because? Yeah, we're using the magic precedent of because he's no tagbacks. Excuse me? No, that's not how this works. And of course, the Texas law, litigation Twitter has now come down to cursing at the state of Texas and calling us stupid, which means this is an absolute slam dunk. And the fact that they don't think that Texas has standing. Yeah, considering if you're listening to me in any of these states, any state, it doesn't matter what the state is. New York, it could be Pennsylvania, it could be Rhode Island. You've been disenfranchised by these four states. And you have standing to challenge their results because your vote that you did honestly has been negated by their cheating. And there is enough evidence from Dominion voting machines to video to affidavits by people who work there to show this. All right, we're going to reset the clock right now. I have a guest coming up at the top of the next hour, Archie Richards. He's got his book out, so we're going to talk about that. And we're going to continue to break down these cases here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
On the Barrett Brief Show, we believe in almsgiving. So if you have any double cheeseburgers you think may be tainted by coronavirus, bring them to us for testing.
All right, welcome back to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing, coming to you from the Republic of Texas on this December 8th, 2020. It's your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723 or crusadechannel.com/chat if you're a Founders Pass member. If you're not, you can jump over to crusadechannel.com/go. Become a member for 30 days for free. then jump into the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat. Mike Church of the Mike Church Show started this morning off with this absolutely breaking news, and now myself am trying to pick up the ball and run with it as we await, supposedly, for Justice Alito to render a ruling in maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes. People are saying that he may issue a ruling at noon. I don't know how solid that information is. And so we'll see. And that is the Act 77 lawsuit from Pennsylvania, from Mike Kelly and Sean Parnell. Totally different than what Texas did this morning. Texas, this morning at midnight Eastern time, sued Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin over election rules. Now, from legal insurrection, I'm going to break it down as much as I can here. But first, this segment of the program is brought to you by, which Christmas special should we talk about at the Founders Trade and Post at MikeChurch.com/shop? Oh, the one that was part of the email last night that none of you paid attention to. Men, what is going on? First, well, we got a couple things we got to talk about. Gentlemen, ladies, why is the Marion gift set still sitting at 10? This amazing gift set with two books by Dr. Cary Grest, 33 Days to Morning Glory, and The Glories of Mary is sitting at 10. You don't know a woman in your life that could use this? Even women that you would think are quote-unquote devout always need some help in reading and some ways to deepen their faith also. What are you doing? Where are you buying your stuff? You better not be buying it from Amazon. Oh, I swear, if you are, go to MikeChurch.com/shop. I need to see five of these go. What is it, Tuesday? I want five of them gone by Thursday. I want five of you people to buy the Christmas special Marion gift set. I know there's a lovely lady in your life that could use this. And gentlemen, I know we use duct tape to wrap stuff. We'll wrap it for you. We will wrap the present for you and send it. MikeChurch.com/shop, the Marion gift set. We need to start getting some of these out, folks. MikeChurch.com/shop. So, William A. Jacobson from Legal Insurrection starts with what everybody's... We didn't see this coming. That the state of Texas suing Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. The filing, first reported by Jack Pollock at Breitbart, is under a procedure where the U.S. Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in suits between states. Let's break this down so when your liberal friends are using their Law and Order SVU legal knowledge to try and bang out legal opinions on Twitter and Facebook, you can say, excuse me, this does have standing because it is a suit between states. It is original jurisdiction from the Supreme Court because Texas is suing other states. That's essentially what the Supreme Court was originally created for. Ah, Teresa with a $20 donation. Teresa, thank you for your $20 donation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are wicked awesome. Anybody else want to be like Teresa and donate 20 bucks, 5 bucks, 10 bucks? MikeChurch.com/shop. So, original jurisdiction between the states. This means that the lawsuit does not need to be filed in any district court, as it has to work its way through a normal appeals process. Pass all district courts, go straight to SCOTUS. Now, the lawsuit is in the form of a motion for leave to file a bill of complaint. You're correct. I do owe Miss Teresa a baby woo. So, Miss Teresa, woo! Thank you very much. I don't want to cheat the people out. Anyway, this lawsuit filed by Texas this morning is in the form of a motion for a leave to file bill of complaint. Essentially, the relief sought is a delay of the October 14th statutory deadline for electors to vote. I think they meant December because it was right in this early. The December statutory deadline for electors to vote, arguing that the Supreme Court has the power to delay that deadline since the only date that is mandated under the Constitution is January 20th. And I'm going to use this moment in time to bring in Miss Jenna Ellis. No, she's not my guest. That would be amazing. She was on Maria Bartolomeo this morning. And sorry, Maria, if I butchered your name, but welcome to a very established club. And this is Jenna Ellis with Miss Maria Bartolomeo talking about challenging of election results. And that fits with what I just said. That the Supreme Court has the power to delay the statutory deadline for electors to vote. So let's take a listen to it here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel.
Even Justice Ginsburg in the election contest in Bush v. Gore in 2000 recognized that the date of what she called ultimate significance is actually January 6th. And that's the date that Congress actually counts the votes of the delegates. So although we have the safe harbor deadline today, and we also have the meeting of the Electoral College next week on December 14th, the ultimate date of significance is January 6th. And so I do think that our claims, as well as the others like Mike Kelly and the other entities and organizations that we've discussed, those claims can still be litigated and continue. So while we are on some tight constitutional deadlines, we still have plenty of time to make sure that this election and the outcome is free and fair for all Americans.
So there you go, folks. That is what we're essentially seeing here.